Conspiracies of the Rebels Exposed. The fleeing of Malik al-Ashtar from Jazeera, under the pretense of coming from Medina, leveling a false allegation upon Sa'id bin Ar'as radiallahu anhu, and attributing disgraceful and self-concocted things towards him, were not matters which could allow the true motives and secret intentions of the rebels to remain hidden. In fact, this evidently demonstrates that these people were completely oblivious to Islam. Islam does not permit falsehood, does not advocate deception, and slandering is a grave crime in Islam. However, these people who apparently profess love and indignation for Islam told lies and slandered others, all the while they felt no shame in doing so. Hence, their hue and cry against Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu was sufficient proof of the fact that this commotion was not on account of any real shortcoming. Rather, it was the result of being distanced from Islam and irreligiousness. The second conclusion which is derived from this incident is that these people did not possess even a single legitimate complaint against Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu and his governors. For if a complaint truly existed, what need was there for them to fabricate lies? The invention of false complaints alone is sufficient evidence of the fact that these people had no real complaint. As such, we see that before the arrival of Ashtar, when Yazid held a gathering, only a few soldiers participated at the time. When Ka'ka prohibited them, they became afraid and put off their gathering. However, we see that within the very same month after being influenced by the lies of Ashtar, a large segment of the people had joined these people and set out from Kufa in order to stop Sa'id and request the appointment of another governor. This is testimony to the fact that initially, people would not be easily deceived by the rebels because they had no means to incite them. When Ashtar managed to invent a means which was enough to spark the people's indignation, a section of the public fell into this trap and joined them. The emergence of this disorder also clearly establishes that the actual opposition of these people was against Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu and not his governors. For in the beginning, it was he against whom the rebels desired to incite the people. However, when they noticed that no one would join them in this, rather, they would begin to oppose them, these people began to incite the people against the governors. The fact that the rebels were heading for Medina with a large party also proves that they did not harbor good intentions for Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. Furthermore, their needlessly killing the freed slave of Sa'id bin al-As radiallahu anhu demonstrates that in order to fulfill their ends, these people felt no hindrance in committing any crime whatsoever. It appears that by now, these people had begun to perceive that if there was even a slight delay, the Muslim people would come to learn of the gravity of their mischief. For this reason, they were deeply concerned in attaining their objective in whatever way and as quickly as possible. However, with his wisdom, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu dismissed their excuses once again. He appointed Abu Musa al-Ashri radiallahu anhu as the governor and immediately informed the people. Their hopes had already been frustrated when Sa'id bin al-As radiallahu anhu returned and informed the people of Medina of their motives. Their plans under deliberation of suddenly occupying Medina were frustrated and they were forced to turn back. Now, with the appointment of Abu Musa al-Ashri radiallahu anhu as the governor, their objections had been completely done away with because these people desired his appointment as governor for some time. When Abu Musa al-Ashri radiallahu anhu came to know of his appointment as the governor of Kufa, he gathered everyone and said, "O people, never set out for such works again, and adopt unity and obedience. Act patiently and refrain from haste, because now an emir is among you, meaning, I have been appointed as the emir." Upon this, the people requested him to lead them in prayer, but he refused, saying, "No, this will never happen."